Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
A bad finish for the week if you're long soybeans and corn. We were down in those two contracts as well as the wheat futures. Corn down 7.25 cents at 352.5 for December. November beans, which the options expired today, and we were down 15 at 9.78 1/4. And then wheat futures lower in Kansas City and Chicago, down 11 in December, Kansas City. July of 2015, next summer, back to $5.90, down about 9.5 cents today. Chicago wheat down 8 to 8.5 cents. It seemed like the main feature today in terms of the grain futures was the good harvest weekend we've got ahead of us here. It looks like there's going to be a lot of farmers needing to sell a lot of grain. And as prices got higher over the last couple days, they were using that as an opportunity for both corn and beans to sell their harvest production going forward. It looks like there's also, as more and more grain hits the market, there's going to be more and more of a bottleneck in terms of supply overreaching what the ability to handle it. And that could possibly be lower on demand. And of course, we've seen some slowing down of harvest and a little bit behind schedule. Not a real concern, but with any big-time crop, you're going to have it harvested a little bit slower just due to the size.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Hedge funds, big sellers throughout the day today, sold a good number of beans after yesterday's big 30-cent up day. We retraced about half of it to close the day about 16 cents lower there. November's at 9.78 1/4. The one thing we're all watching is the harvest progress. On Monday, it's anticipated that 45% of the corn will be harvested, which is about 6.5 billion bushels of the total crop. Soybeans were anticipating 75% harvested, which is about 3 billion bushels. Of course, yields have remained strong as we've moved north through harvest. And as temperatures cool down and all that crop gets to market, it's anticipated that there will be a situation where the storage will be tight and there will be a lot of grain on the ground. After Monday's crop progress and harvest report, the news will start to shift to focus on the November monthly crop report. If it is anything like we've seen over the last few months, the corn and bean crop will stay the same or get bigger. As you get closer and closer to the end of harvest, there's more and more good information. And so it'll be really indicative, again, on the monthly report on where we're at in terms of overall yield and overall bean and corn production for those two.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, December live cattle closing down 220 at 166.90. February down 230 at 166.55. November feeder cattle down 205 at 234.65. January down 207 at 228.90. December lean hogs up 152 at 90.25. February up 142 at 88.87. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat down 11.5 at 593¾. March down 11.5 at 596¼. December Chicago wheat down 9 at 517¾. December corn down 6¾ at 353. March down 6¾ at 366¾. November soybeans down 15¾ at 977¼. January down 16¾ at 983¼. December cotton up 77 at 63.81. March up 29 at 62.17. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.